This is the Faith Fight Podcast. Today, we're talking about fighting for your finances. Hello, everyone. Welcome into another episode of the Faith Fight Podcast. I hope that you're having a great day. My name is Chris Creary, and I'm here to help you get your prayers answered, to encourage you to grow from glory to glory, and to ultimately assist you in achieving your God-given purpose. Thank you for tuning in today. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen. And I'm hoping and I'm praying that this episode blesses you. If this is your first time listening, I want to let you know that the podcast is available on all of the major podcasting apps. It's on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and on Audible. So if you listen to podcasts using any of those other apps, all you need to do is just search the Faith Fight Podcast and you'll find this podcast and you'll be able to subscribe so that you can get every new episode that I release on a Sunday morning when I release it. And for everyone coming back again, listening to the podcast, thank you for tuning in. I'm going to encourage you to share this episode with someone else. If there's something that you listened to in the past that blessed you, chances are if when you share this episode with someone else, it will bless them as well. And I want to remind everybody that I have an archive of over 250 episodes that I've done in the past 5 years that cover a variety of different topics. So if you're going through anything and if you need any type of assistance finding Bible verses, or you want me to stand in agreement in prayer, because at the end of every single episode, I always pray concerning that specific topic. All you need to do is go into the archives on whichever app that you're using to listen to the podcast, or you can just check the description. I put a link to get into the archive, and you can scroll through all of the different titles of the podcast that I've done in the past 5 years and download and listen to any one of those episodes and listen to the verses that I cover in that episode so that faith is built in your heart. And again, I pray at the end of every single episode to encourage you for the answer to what you are believing God for. So the link to the archives is in the description. Hey everyone, just before we get into this episode, I want to let you know about my new podcast. It's called I Made a Podcast, and it's about podcasting. So if you have a podcast already, or if you had the idea to try and start a podcast, then this new show will help you. In this new show, I interview podcasters from around the world, and we talk about how they make a podcast. They go over some of the tools, the tricks, and some of the resources that they use so that we can all learn more about podcasting. So if you're interested in starting a podcast, go check out my new podcast. I'm guaranteeing you that you will learn something new and be encouraged to start your podcast in this year. And if you're looking for new podcasts to listen to, this will be a good way to be introduced to new shows as well. So you can check out my new podcast. It's called I Made a Podcast, available on all of the major podcasts and apps out there. And I made it easy for you. There's a link in the description of this episode that you can go to and directly go to the podcast. So thanks for listening. And now let's get back to the Faith Fight Podcast. So this life that we live is not all about money, although sometimes it seems like having money will solve all of life's problems. People sometimes place money as the be-all and end-all in their lives, but as born-again believers, we know that Jesus is the center of our lives. And that being said, we need to remember that we can get a lot done for the kingdom of God with money. And the enemy would want us to remain poor and lacking money so that we cannot use our finances to advance God's kingdom. So in this episode today, we're going to talk about fighting for your finances to advance God's kingdom. So let's get into this episode today. First, I'm going to read Exodus 10, verse 24 to 28. It says, "Then Pharaoh summoned Moses and said, 'Go worship the Lord, even your women and children may go with you. Only leave your flocks and herds behind.' But Moses says, 'You must allow us to have sacrifices and burnt offerings to present to the Lord our God. Our livestock must go with us. Not a hoof must be left behind. We have to use some of them in worshiping the Lord our God. And until we get there, we will not know what we are to use to worship the Lord.' But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he was not willing to let them go. Pharaoh said to Moses, 'Get out of my sight. Make sure that you do not appear before me again. And the day you see my face, you will die.' Now, you might be saying, what does this verse have to do with finances? Well, Pharaoh knew that livestock is what was used to give offerings unto the Lord. And if they didn't have any goats or a ram or anything to present as an offering, then they wouldn't be able to present an offering to worship the Lord. Also, during this time, the more livestock that you had, that was an indication of how wealthy you were, because they would be able to produce food and clothing and things for your family. Now, this is relevant for us to understand today, because the enemy would want Christians to have some money just to put a roof over our head and just to give us a little bit of food, but not enough money so that we can give to the causes of God to advance his kingdom. The enemy wants us to have an illusion of freedom without the reality of truly being free indeed. And being free indeed means being able to give freely to the causes of God to advance his kingdom. So our prayer for our finances is that God will bless us and that we will have the finances not only to provide for our needs, but that we will have an abundance that we can give to the causes of God. Next, I'm going to read Ecclesiastes 10, verse 19. It says, a feast is made for laughter, wine makes life merry, and money is the answer for everything. So money is necessary for survival, but your source should always be in God. Having money can help you have an amazing life and enable you to give to advancing in God's kingdom. But remember that the love of money is the root of all evil. So have a plan to work and earn money for yourself and your family. But remember that money is only a tool that you use to help you to advance in your life and acquire things that you need to support your life and the things of God. Now I'm going to read 3 John 1 verse 2. It says, dear friends, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that it may go well with you even as your soul is getting along well. Now this verse gives us an equation that we will prosper and enjoy good health as much as our soul prospers. So our soul prospers through reading the Word of God, praying, and being obedient to the Word of God. God is just as concerned with our physical well-being as much as our spiritual life. So there should be harmony if you look at your life through this equation. So if you are not prospering financially and in other areas of your life, try to see if you can prosper in your soul first by studying the Word of God and applying its principles. Now I'll read 1 Kings 10 verse 23 to 27. It says, King Solomon was greater in riches and wisdom than all the other kings of the earth. The whole world sought audience with Solomon to hear the wisdom God put in his heart. Year after year, everyone who came brought a gift, articles of silver and gold, robes, weapons and spices, and horses and mules. Solomon accumulated chariots and horses, and he had 1,400 chariots and 12,000 horses, which he kept in the chariot cities and also with him in Jerusalem. The king made silver as common in Jerusalem as stones and cedar as plentiful as sycamore fig trees in the foothills. So when Solomon asked for wisdom, God promised him riches and honor as well. Now these verses show just how extensive his wealth became. In the Old Testament, riches were considered tangible evidence of God's blessings. Now today we can say that people prosper when they are submitted to God and follow his directions and principles. But prosperity and wealth does not always prove that a person is living right before God. So we should pray for wealth so that we can serve God's kingdom purposes and God's will be done in your life. And I'm going to read Philippians 4, verse 19 and 20 next. And it says, and my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. So we can always trust God to meet all of our needs here on earth. He will always provide. We need to remember the difference, though, between our wants and our needs. We may want wealth, but for most of us, it is not a need. Again, as I said before, if you are praying for wealth, it has to be connected to a kingdom purpose. So the better prayer to pray is, God, give me a kingdom purpose to work towards. And then as you have that purpose and as you are working to that purpose, when God sees your heart faithful, he will be able to bless you so that you can advance his kingdom. So next I'm going to read Ecclesiastes 11 verses 1 to 4. It says, ship your grain across the sea. After many days, you may receive a return. Invest in 7 ventures, yes, in 8. You do not know what disaster may come upon the land. If clouds are full of water, they pour rain on the earth. Whether a tree falls to the south or to the north, in the place where it falls, there it will lie. Whoever watches the wind will not plant. Whoever looks at the clouds will not reap. So this is one of my life verses because it's so practical. We shouldn't put all of our eggs into one basket and only have one stream of revenue. Anything can happen at any time. Instead, we should work on having multiple sources of revenue. If you are only reliant on your day job, pray that God will give you insight on new ways that you can create additional streams of revenue. And then trust God to bring the increase into those streams. Don't just sit idly by and expect something to happen if you don't go out and prepare and do the work to prepare to receive that blessing that God has for you. And I'm going to read Matthew 6:33. It says, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." So our desire should be greater for the things of God and his kingdom more than the desire to earn money. If you rather work to earn money more than read your Bible, pray, or serve in your church, you may need to adjust your priorities. Once you do this, you will see that the adjustment of priorities to seek God first will lead you to all the money and everything else that you need for God's purposes in your life. And 1 Timothy 6 verse 10 says, "For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs." So we shouldn't just live for money, and that is wanting to acquire money just for the sake of having it. We are to be stewards of everything that God gives us here on earth, and if anything, we should be a bridge that money can flow through us to fund God's kingdom purposes or to reach the people that need it most. So don't pray just for money just to have it. Pray to be a vessel that money can flow through you, and be faithful in doing that now with the money that you have, because when you are faithful with little, God will see that and be able to trust you with more. So now we're going to pray concerning this episode of your finances. So if you're doing anything that requires your attention, please keep your eyes open. I'm going to pray and you can agree with me through saying amen. So Heavenly Father, thank you for your amazing grace, your love, your mercy towards us. You are truly a wonderful love and Heavenly Father. And we boldly come before your throne of grace right now, Lord God. And thank you that in Jesus we may approach you, Lord God. Thank you for all that you have done to save us, to redeem us, O God, and to call us to be sons and daughters, O God, and to call us to be in relationship with you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your wonderful redemptive plan for humanity, O God, in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And as we come before your presence right now, O God, we thank you, O God, that we are forgiven. Cleanse us and purify us, O God, with the blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And I thank you that there is nothing, O God, that will hinder our prayers right now, O God, because we are found in him, Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. So we thank you, Lord God, and we pray for our finances, Lord God. But first we pray, O God, that you would put in us, O God, a kingdom purpose, Lord God. Help us to know, O God, what you've created us for, what you've created us to do or pursue, Lord God, in this world to advance your kingdom, Lord God. And I pray, O God, that you will illuminate, O God, the steps that we take as we meditate upon your word. And I pray that your word will lead us, O God, as your word says, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, Lord God. So as we spend devotional, quiet time with you, I pray that you will show us, O God, where we are to go and what we are to do and what our kingdom purpose is, Lord God. And as we walk out that purpose, Lord God, I thank you that all of the provision and the finances that are needed will come into our lives, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you will bless us, O God, with abundance that we may carry out those purposes and have more so that we can give to bless people, O God, and advance your kingdom and give you glory by doing the things that you've given us to do, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that we will have enough, O God, to give our tithes and offerings, Lord God, and bless your kingdom, Lord God, and bless the church that you have planted us in, Lord God. And I give you praise for this, Lord God. I pray, O God, that you will continue to pour out, O God, the flood, open the floodgates of heaven over our lives, Lord God, and pour out a blessing that we cannot contain, Lord God, so that we may continue to give and be a blessing to people in this world, Lord God. to show them that there is a God in heaven that blesses his people. And I give you the praise and the glory for this, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, that you will work on our hearts, Lord God, that we will not love money more than we love serving you, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that our love for you, Lord God, will not, oh God, diminish, oh God, as you increase us, Lord God. And I pray, Father God, that you will help us, Lord God, to stay fixed and focused, oh God, upon your kingdom and upon seeking you first. That everything else that we need in this life, oh God, will be added to us once we have things in the right priority. So we thank you, Lord God, that as we seek you, you will cause your blessings to come towards us into our lives. And I give you the praise for this now in the name of Jesus. I thank you that you will meet every single need because your word says, oh God, that you will supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So we rest in your promises, we rest in your word, and we know that you are a God of abundance, Lord God, and a God of plenty, Lord, because you blessed Solomon, Lord God, with much. You blessed Job with more than he had when he started his life, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, that you will bless us with abundance, Lord God, so that we can do the things that you've called us to do and give you glory, Lord God. And I give you the praise for this, Lord God. And I thank you, Father, for hearing our prayer. Bless every single person listening with a kingdom purpose, Lord God, and a vehicle, oh God, that they can use to receive your blessings, that it may flow through them and touch the lives of many people, Lord God. So be exalted, Lord God. Hear our prayer today, Lord God, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we pray. Amen. And that's it for this episode of the Faith Fight Podcast. I hope that you are blessed by what we covered today. And if you were blessed, you can go over to the app that you're listening to this in. If it's Apple Podcasts, you can go there and you can subscribe to the podcast and leave a 5-star review and even write your testimony in the little comment section of how this episode blessed you. And what will happen is other people will see your review and read your testimony and be blessed by how this episode blessed you, and they will be compelled to listen to it as well and receive their own blessing. So whether you listen to Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or on Audible, you could just search the Faith Fight Podcast. You'll find the podcast there. Leave a review, write your testimony so other people can be blessed. And I thank you in advance. Also, I want to encourage you to share this episode with someone else so that they can listen to it and be blessed. And remember to put on the full armor of Christ Jesus every single day and go out and fight the good fight of faith. And you'll hear from me again next week on the Faith Fight Podcast. Something good is happening to you today. Be blessed, everyone.